Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
A service or an offering is a feast in honor of a Christian saint who was chosen to be a patron of the family, the craftsman's fellowship, etc. It is popular in all Bulgarian districts, yet in different versions. Where we can find the roots of this custom and what preparations and practices accompany the event? We are to learn details in this edition of Folk Studio from Radio Bulgaria's editor Albena Bezoska. This feast existed on the Bulgarian lands even before Christianity was instituted as an official religion. According to Bulgarian explorers, its pagan version was preserved for a relatively long time. It had different names depending on the original dialect peculiarities, a proprietor's meal, grandfather's offering, etc. Once people used to call the owner of the house Saibia or a landlord. This was the man who was protecting the house, the family and the livestock. The landlord is a popular family member, a voivode, a priest or a notable village resident. According to ancient beliefs, he remained a protector of his inheritors even after his death and his spirit continues to hover above his family. When a danger was approaching the family, he appeared in the dreams of a given family member, usually the oldest man, to warn him and protect the family from misfortunes. Renowned Bulgarian ethnographer Dimitar Marinov recorded evidence about such visions and other special signs used by the Saibia or the landlord to protect his people from troubles. The patriarchal community gathers once a year to pay their respect and thankfulness to its invisible patron. When Christianity emerged as an official religion, this custom changed its name but kept its essence. The population of the Rodopis, Pirin and Strangem mountain regions used to mark until the beginning of the 20th century the feast of the anonymous Saibia, the landlord, and the feast of the holy patron at the same time.
Свети ди
Christian saints, patrons of the family community and their holidays, are usually associated with the autumn and the winter customs. Some of the most popular family offerings are on Petrovden, the St. Peter's Day, Michael Mass, St. Nicholas Day, St. Dimitri's Day, St. Athanasius Day, St. Barbara Day, etc. The preparations for the festive table are to a great extent similar to the ritual tables typical of the Christmas Eve. Bread, wine and boiled wheat with walnuts and honey are a must on the table during the family service. According to the traditions, two types of bread are usually used. The first one, Bogovica, and Svetec. The first bread, Bogovica, God's pita bread, or also known as kolak, is the bread dedicated to God and the house. The second one, Svetec, a liturgy bread, paraklis or cherkovnik, is the name of the bread dedicated to the holy patron. Thank you.
ночи посетнах на травника. Мама, видя ангеленька, при мен доди на мен дума. Не съм вуйчува тиштерка, най съм тяхната куршика. На гости ма доведоха, за тебе ма зарекаха.
Once the custom lasted for 3 whole days. People believed that the holy patron would come to the family house a day before the set date. They arranged a small table where they usually invited family members and neighbors in order to welcome the patron in a decent manner. This table was once known as Večernica, evening table, and the bread which they baked especially for the ritual supper was named Večernik, or evening loaf. On the festive day, women used to wake up very early and prepare everything necessary for the festivities. The head of the family, also known as Domovladika, brings wheat and bread to the church to be consecrated at the divine service. Meanwhile, the festive table is arranged at home. The sacrificial animals, such as lamb, beef or carp, used on St. Nicholas Day, have a special place on the festive table. The guests attending the festivities are usually invited by the hosts in advance. However, everyone is welcome to join the celebrations, even strangers and travelers. The local priest or the house owner burns incense over the festive table. They walk around the table 3 times, meanwhile giving their blessing to the family. Later, the one who burns incense breaks the ritual bread into pieces, makes a small cross on each piece and pours some wine over it. Later, he collects the wine in a glass and splashes it towards the ceiling, shouting out loud the words, "May the house flourish and the household have fun." All who attend the festive table have a piece of the consecrated bread, as well as some roast meat and boiled wheat. Guests are welcome in the house throughout the whole day, and the fun lasts until late night. The third day is called Paterica or Crutch, the time when people see the holy patron off. According to some beliefs, he leaves his crutch to the fellowship. According to other beliefs, though, he comes on this day to take his crutch. People lay tables in honor of the magic stick used by the saint for blessing. This table is also known as Paterica or crutch. People usually eat meal which is left from the previous festive day. The family head breaks the ritual bread or bogovica and places half of it under the family icon. Later, this bread is brought to the fields where people break it into tiny pieces and spread it all over the farmlands to honor God. It is interesting to know that the custom, which was kept until nowadays, is handed down to the future generations by the man in the family. Sometimes a given family honors several saints. Their choice is determined by various events, misadventures, etc. Thank you. This has been Radio Bulgaria's Folk Studio.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.